With so much going on in our nation and world this Holy Week and Easter, it is especially important to come together for worship. It's especially important to come together for prayer and to practice our faith throughout this Holy Week. We know and have experienced what we value in life, often take for granted. We know and have experienced how quickly that can disappear. Last year during this time, there were so many unknowns. Would the COVID-19 virus vaccine be effective? Can I gather again with my family and friends? When would life return to normal? When would church return to normal? I am glad to say this Holy Week and Easter, we are past those wonderings. Jesus had just come from Bethany and returned to Bethany, two significant small villages in that area. He is surrounded by the blind. He is surrounded by the disabled. He is surrounded by the poor. He is surrounded by the powerless people of society. Jesus coming in on a donkey or a colt was simply more than a mere man coming into Jerusalem. For them, that was their Savior. That was their future. That was the hope that they saw in God and God delivered. It was no accident that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. The donkey was symbolic of humility and symbolic of peace. Jesus did not come to bring war, even though the people wanted him to. Jesus did not come to incite a riot in the city, even though the people were ready. Jesus did not come to kill, but Jesus came in to usher the love of God for the whole world, and not only for that specific time and place. Those who were knowledgeable of the scriptures would have understood his intentions. Some did not agree with Jesus as a symbol of humility. Others were not willing to make the connection. But for Jesus, it was the best way to make a statement as King of the Jews, that he stood for love. He stood for hope now and in the future. He stood for humility. And even to this day, he stands for peace. These were powerless people that rallied around Jesus, and they needed him. The Palm Sunday event was a validation of Jesus' ministry by the powerless people in society. Those who were insecure, those who felt like they had no future, those who thought that death was the only answer. At the same time, it was an opportunity for Jesus to make a profound theological statement. He sent for the donkey or colt because that was symbolic of restoration. That's what Jesus Christ is about. He died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we may be restored to new life through the power of the Holy Spirit and his resurrection. This is what Jesus is about. He is about restoring, replenishing our souls. Jesus is about peace, peace of mind, peace of the heart, and peace of the soul. The good news is that we have resources that can enable all of us to withstand any of life's struggles. And I know some of y'all are going through many of life's struggles at the moment. You're trying to make major decisions on what you are to do with your life, where you are to be, and what is to happen. The way we get through those decision-making times and processes is we get through that by faith. We get through that by prayer, And we get through that by a wonderful worshiping community of St. George. Maryland knows what it's like to have a wonderful community, a faithful church community of St. George, to surround her with love, not just 1 year, not just 2 years, and she doesn't want me to say this, but for many decades. And we have been blessed by you, Maryland. The people that day did three things when Jesus came into the city. They cried out for help. Hosanna, which means save us. They rallied around Jesus because of his history of helping those who had infirmities, and because they knew that Jesus gives life. And they worshiped him. They knew that he was the Messiah, the Son of God, sent by God to usher in a new paradigm for the world, not just for them, but forever, and that Jesus had come to save all people from death and destruction. St. Paul, in our epistle today from Philippians, says much about the nature of Christ and our response to him. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself. Think about that. Jesus emptied himself to the world, taking the form of a servant, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself. He became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. He who was lifted up on the cross was also lifted in the resurrection by the power of God. He who had emptied himself was raised up and given the name above all names. He who has risen says that hope is not lost. And death is not greater than God, nor greater than the love of God, nor greater than the power of the Holy Spirit, that Christ is risen from the dead. Then surely, surely, there is hope for all of us in all things of our Lord. So my prayer for you as you go through this Holy Week, take your palm cross, put it in a prominent place in your house or car or wherever that may be, so that you can see it each and every day. And when you see it, pray. Empty yourself before the Lord and say, Lord God, here I am. All that I'm about, all that I wish to be, all my struggles, all my concerns, I am emptying them before you. And then as we head towards Easter, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Know the love of God so that your spirit will light up the world, not only in your neighborhood, but throughout all of the villages, so that all people will come know Lord our Savior, for he will love you. Amen.